Hey, so I will talk about my day a little bit. I woke up late because I was up all night because I saw a movie and it kind of scared me, and I'm a scaredy cat, and so I was like scared to go to sleep last night, and so I ended up reading Yaoi, and then I ended up, whenever I start reading Yaoi, it's just, it doesn't stop, I get addicted, and I was literally like sitting in my bed last night reading Yaoi until like 5 in the morning, and so I was supposed to have plans with a friend today, and I was like 2 hours late because I overslept, and she was not happy with me, but it was still a pretty good day. We spent most of it looking at the leaked news about the new Fire Emblem game. I don't know if you're familiar with the Fire Emblem series, but I've been playing them since I was a kid, and I love them. And I've been obsessed with Awakening, and now I'm obsessed with this new game. I really hope that they don't wait all the way to 2017. I heard a rumor that's not going to come out until 2017. I just can't wait that long. Absolutely cannot wait that long for this game. I'm definitely going to play Hoshido first because, oh my gosh, the characters look so cute, and I'm so hype. And gosh, there's so many games coming out. There's going to be the new Persona and the new Kingdom Hearts and the new Fire Emblem, and I heard they're making a new Zelda for the Wii, and like, I'm supposed to be an adult and all I'm going to be doing is playing video games. Like, this is terrible. No, in fact, after I spent hours just stalking the leaked news about the new Fire Emblem, I played video games for a few more hours. I was playing the Ion. It's an MMO. And then I got online here. I mean, that was literally my entire day. I did nothing productive at all. It's really sad. But to answer your question about my favorite animes, okay, so I had to think about this, and I'm gonna cheat a little bit, and I'm gonna split anime up into my three favorite categories, and then tell you, or genres I should say, and I'm gonna tell you my top anime from those genres. Okay, so my three favorite genres in anime are shonen, like standard shonen, you know, like Naruto, Bleach, whatever, standard shonen, and then sports shonen, so sports series, and then idol series. Because I'm idol anime trash. Okay, so standard shonen, my favorite is by far Hunter x Hunter. It is so good. Everything about it is good. I'm actually in love with Gon Freecss. I don't care that he's 12 or, well, he's like 14 now, I guess, which makes me feel a little bit better. I'm in love with him. Would marry him. Have a body pillow of him. Not gonna lie. Like 15 figures. I have a shrine. I have a shrine to Gon. I'm in love with the kid. He's the best thing that's happened to me. Wow, that makes me sound really nerdy. He's the best. I don't know. I love that entire series. My one issue with the series is that I don't think it's ever going to finish, because I'm glad. I'm glad that anime recently stopped airing, and the anime stopped at a point where things were relatively resolved. There was a few loose ends, but things are relatively resolved, and I'm happy with that. But the manga obviously kept going past the anime, and it, like, Togashi started writing, like, this whole new plot, and, like, with this, like, big storyline. You could tell it was going to be, like, a big, like, very important, significant, like, crazy, like, another Chimera Ant arc, like, coming at you. And then he just stopped writing in typical Togashi style. And I don't know what he's doing, because Dragon Quest isn't even out right now. So normally when he goes away, it's because he's playing Dragon Quest or something stupid like that. And, like, there's not even one out right now. I don't know what he's doing. I think somebody said he was sick, but that's what he always says. So is he really sick, or is he just not writing? I don't know. But I suspect that we're never going to get an end to Hunter x Hunter, and that just, it unnerves me. I don't even want to think about it. So I'm just going to move on. Okay, so my favorite sports anime series, that's really hard to say. It's probably, if I'm gonna, like, think about it all together, it's probably Kuroko's Basketball. Just because Kuroko's Basketball, like, hits, like, all the things that I really like about sports anime. Like, it's got, like, I love when they have a bunch of characters. Kuroko's Basketball has a ton of characters, and I also love when it's kind of a harem, when, like, everybody's pretty much, like, obsessed with, like, one character, and, like, they're all pretty much in love with Kuroko, as am I. And I also really like when sports series, like, have girls that are somewhat significant, and Kirko's basketball definitely has, like, some significant, I mean, the coach of the main team is a girl, and she's awesome, and then Momoi, oh, she's so hot, I love her. So, I actually found one of my old notebooks from school when I was first watching the show, and I went through this phase where I was just obsessed with her, and, like, I had drawn her on, like, every single page of my notes, and I was like, ooh, I had it bad. So Kuroko's basketball is probably my favorite, but to be honest, it's really hard to say because I love a lot of the sports series, like, a lot, like, very close. It's, like, it's a close tie. And, I mean, sports series, like, they share a lot of things in common. Like, a lot of, like, broad ideals and same tropey plot lines or character types. And so it's kind of hard to compare them sometimes because, like, they're all really similar and yet they're all very different. I don't know. I wrote, like, 2 term papers in college about sports series. Like, it's lame. I know. Anyways, if I don't stop talking about sports series, I never will, so I'm just going to move on. My favorite idol series is probably Idolmaster. Love Live is a close second. I think I like the characters in Love Live more, but I like the music a lot more in Idolmaster, and I like the dances a lot more, too. Like, learning the dances for Idolmaster is so much better. And, I mean, I just like the songs. And there's, I don't know. The characters, I really do like them in Idolmaster. There's not a character that I don't really like other than Miki. Because she's a little selfish, lazy bitch. And I don't like her. But, I don't know. I think just overall, I think Idolmaster is just, for me, I like it a little bit better. But, like, I love Live too. And I love AKB, and I love WUG, and I'm basically, like, I don't know, I went from, like, mostly cosplaying, like, shonen series until, like, suddenly one day I was just, like, all I did was idol cosplays, and, like, I was looking at my lineup of, like, the next couple costumes that I'm gonna make, and it's, like, all idol. It's like, idol for the next, like, 6 cons that I'm going to. Oops. But yeah, so those are my favorites from those specific genres. But, you know, I've watched so many animes in my life. And I should also say that, like, Togashi is probably my favorite manga artist, writer, whatever. Because for years, I mean, since I was a kid, Yu Yu Hakusho was my favorite. And then I watched Hunter x Hunter, which he also wrote. And then Hunter x Hunter became my favorite. Yu Yu Hakusho is still in second place. Naruto's up there because it's pretty good. Of, like, all-time favorites, shonen-wise. But yeah, I don't know. I'll stop now. This is probably boring. I hope this is what you wanted. I can talk about anime forever, so I mean, you say anime and I'm here, I just, like, pop up, I poof, like, oh, I'm here, you're talking about anime. I'll talk about anime all day. Oh my gosh, I'm so lame, I'm sorry. Okay, talk to you later.